Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults. Also, the views expressed in Those Damn Ross Kids do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves.
Oh man, that's good to get out of here. Don't do that to me. I can't handle that.
What?
I'm too fragile to do the whole repetition thing today, so.
I'm not doing repetition.
Okay, it is good beer.
Good beer.
What do you want me to say? Angry, so angry.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Are you even recording this?
Yeah.
That's sad. Download it up, people. This is awful.
Miles of hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck. Oh yeah.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey Chris, what episode is this?
It's episode 32 of Those Damn Ross Kids.
Who am I?
You are, last I checked, Cole.
Yes, and you are, because I can see you, you're Chris. I can verify this. Not just an impersonator.
You're in front of me tonight.
In front of you. Our recording circumstances different.
Yeah, a lot different.
The third episode that we have recorded in the same room with each other.
The first. That other one.
Pod Dogs, the one on Christmas Day.
And then this one.
Yeah. Whatever it ultimately ends up being called. We're sitting here. I broke out the snowball. We're in campfire mode. So if we sound different, that's why.
It's because we're high on hazelnut and coffee and candles, actually.
Yeah, it's storming out. We're in a low light situation. Chris decided to
pretty romantic evening, actually.
Yeah, actually. We're sipping on fine Bev. We're Bevin.
Yeah,
we're Bevin. So right,
over 21 Bev.
Yeah,
not over 18.
Over 18. Well, you know, Canada. Me, I don't know.
Hmm?
There are law. There's no laws up there.
No.
Yeah,
they don't have any laws. No, they don't.
So that's the circumstances that we're recording. It's a nice ambiance.
Ambulance.
Chris, do you have a story for me?
Oh, I don't know. You always start out, you say, hey, do you have any stories for me?
I know that you have stories.
Do you have any stories for me?
You're a better judge of like what's best to lead off with.
Why?
So, well, I let you put that effort into it, and then I one-up you.
Oh.
It makes me look better.
Well, good enough. We did talk about what? What are we talking about? We talked about Christmas, right? Christmas episode, Pot Dogs, that would be the last one?
Yeah.
All right, and now we're in what, June?
Yes.
Still June?
Oh, yeah, it's still June.
Forever June. No. Young. Never mind.
Yeah.
Christmas. Christmas goose early. Homeless people of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. New York City plans to capture pesky geese that threaten planes departing area airports and send them to Pennsylvania to be cooked for meals for the poor.
I like this.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, not just because it feeds the poor, but it's a very elegant solution. How do you solve a pest problem with another pest problem?
Feed it to people?
Okay, the homeless, I mean, they're pests. And then... No. The homeless, it's one problem that the city has. The geese with the airports and the planes and the Captain Sullys, that's another problem the city has.
Yeah.
Let's take one and solve the other. Boom. It's like adding a positive with a negative.
Okay. When we went to the store last night...
Yeah.
And we saw those geese...
All of them, yeah.
Just waddling.
And stopped.
First of all, they're drinking parking lot water. Like puddle water.
Yeah.
Just poop, green, nasty skid marks of poop.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everywhere except on their head. And you think that we should feed this to people?
What do you like? It's the same. Like the only thing that is different about like farm raised geese is that there are not cars adjacent to them.
I think we got you stuck in your little liberal bear trap.
You're trying to get me.
I think you're stuck. I don't think you can do anything about it. No. The animal is going to die. Let's not make its life be this death be senseless.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side of that, you think we should feed the poor because apparently their arms are broken.
How do you think they got there to begin with, Chris?
Right, okay. I'm sure. It's because the right whiskey arm fucking died and then the left whiskey arm
died. Bursitis. Yeah. Bursitis lifting the cup
up. That's how that happened. So that's how that's going to work.
That's how that is. Well, I mean, geese, you know, you're saying that they're living on trash, but, you know, garbage is everywhere. Chris, yeah. Like it's just everywhere. I mean, there's a whole island of garbage in the middle of the Pacific that's growing every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're putting garbage, you know, in caves underneath the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think that's the legacy that we're going to leave behind is garbage. But can I tell you about another legacy that's garbage?
But see, can I just comment about garbage before that?
Okay.
Just if you imagine, if you will, like a pizza pie.
Okay.
Ooh, thanks, Seth. You got to figure that, what, like a large pizza, you're going to get like 10 slices out of. Not okay. New York style. 10 slices.
What makes something New York style? Is it the size of the slice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Try folding one of those little like Pizza Hut ones in half.
Yeah.
Fold
up. Take a piece of paper right now.
Fold it in half and then all the toppings fold up.
No, fold a piece of paper in half 7 times right now.
Right now, do it.
Right now, do it. You can't do it.
No, nope.
It's impossible.
Not possible.
Okay, so pizza.
Yeah.
10 slices.
So, okay. So, like, you get 10 slices out of a large pie. 3 of those slices are piss-soaked garbage, and it's everywhere. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
Because we said pee is everywhere. Yep, urine is everywhere. Yeah.
And then
there's garbage. Garbage is everywhere.
Yeah.
And then there's piss-soaked garbage.
Yeah, well, if garbage is everywhere, and we have to piss somewhere is a part of everywhere. There's going to be piss-soaked garbage in this world.
Hmm.
Logic bombed. I disabled your mind with my science, all right? But I'll tell you something here, all right? A woman in upstate New York is furious after discovering a horrifying secret in her deceased father's urn. The cremains were filled with garbage. Broken glass, a ballpoint pen spring, bone chunks, broom whisks, and a half-melted crucifix riddled the ashes. The man did not wear a crucifix.
He had it up his ass. It's a riddle solved.
When she contacted the funeral home to demand answers, the director answered simply, "Just bring him back down. We'll regrind it for you."
I think I've heard this. I've heard this parallel thinking puzzle.
Lateral thinking.
Well, lateral, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Like, parallel. I think of parallel universes, like where the dead brick, and the living.
But where'd the brick come from?
Chris? What?
But where'd the brick come from?
I don't know. How do you think he kept it all in?
Chris, okay. This guy is trying to cross a river, right? He has a fox, he has corn, and he has a hen.
Uh-huh.
Which one does he shove up his ass?
The plastic crucifix.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. God, funeral home's such a scam.
It is.
Just put me on the side of a mountain, Chris. Let the birds eat me.
Of course.
I'm serious.
No, I'm serious too.
No, Tibetan sky bear. I'm glad to see that you're in concordance with my wishes. All right.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm definitely 100% in accordance with your wishes.
Of leaving me out for the birds.
Yeah, but, you know, people die, and specifically babies. They got no wishes. Babies got no wishes.
Are you going to make me sad?
Babies are made of wishes.
Babies are made of wishes.
Yeah, well, what are they?
Well, the broken ones.
What, do they grant all the wishes too early and then they die? Babies die?
Well, if they're not wise, if they're not frugal with their wishes.
Huh.
I'm only joking because you...
So you think I should go up to, like, babies in the supermarket and start rubbing them?
For luck?
Like, yeah.
Do it a couple times.
I'll bet you. Hopefully they have Skype in prison. But,
let's do a prison episode where we're on the other side of the glass from each other talking into the phone. Let's do that.
The only thing worse than a dead baby would be someone faking a dead baby.
Oh, no.
And in Modesto, California, the cops have busted a Tiffany and a Chastity, 27 and 20, for begging motorists for money to help pay for a meet-up funeral for a non-existent dead baby boy.
They were panhandling?
Yeah. The woman stood busy on busy corners on Saturday, like this past Saturday, with a sign asking for funeral donations for a child named Justin Michael Farrell. Police confronted the women... said that they were causing an obstruction to traffic. The women didn't listen, so the cops came back. And when the cops asked them where the child was born, where the child died, and the doctor who treated the child, the woman couldn't answer, so the officers became suspicious.
Yeah.
So the cops called the coroner. The coroner confirms that no baby by that name had died in the area in like the past week or whatever. Turns out the ladies had taken the photo off the internet of the baby and are charged with, let's see, taking money under false pretenses and conspiring to defraud the public.
Okay. I was going to ask if fraud was involved in this.
Yeah. How can this be? Really? Come on. Every person who's panhandling, you give them money with something in the back of your head thinking, that's probably not going where I think it's going.
Right. It's not going towards like medical payments or to get their kids back or something. I'm actually more prone to give money to a homeless person. I do it less now than I did when I first moved to the city. Mm-hmm. I think I've hardened to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
That and most of the homeless people that I came to trust, they've either cleaned up or they've just moved. So I don't have any homeless friends anymore. No, but I'm more prone to give money to a homeless person if their sign or their general demeanor says this will go towards getting me drunk.
You're more inclined to?
I'm more inclined to if they say that. You know why?
Because that's honest.
Because it's honest. You know that. I mean, it's another thing. But if they're alcoholics, I want to make sure they get their beer money or their liquor money or their Wild Irish Rose money, just so they won't stab me for it later
or break into your house.
Yeah, you know, I think it's in our interest to placate that to a certain extent, you know, and ideally there would be places that where they could safely get treatment for their problems, but it's probably not the most enlightened approach towards resolving the alcohol problem in the homeless community, but that's where I stand on it.
Oh, dude, did I tell you about what happened in the neighborhood?
This neighborhood here?
Yeah, this one.
Okay, tell me.
It would have been... oh, God, help me, please. It would have been Monday. Okay. Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, let's just go with Monday. It's Monday.
Okay.
There's sheriff's cars in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And a guy down the street stops me as I'm driving out, and he says, "Hey, did you hear what happened?" I said, "No." He's like, "Yeah, there was a guy, he was naked, walking up the middle of the road, holding his penis. And then he started to knock on doors, and if the doors were open, he burst into people's house and ran around, searching for a kitchen like butcher's knife."
Okay.
One of the people who went in their house punched him in the face. And then things got ugly, and he decided that he was going to try to either cut off his penis or cut things out from inside of him.
Like Mr. Operation?
Yeah. Like he was going to lay down and take out...
Don't touch the sides.
Yeah.
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 That's
what he was going to do.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, he was on bath salts.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm hearing more and more about the bath salts.
Yeah. Let's
hear. But only here. Mm-hmm. Like it's not an issue down in Cincinnati. Like up here, it's big.
That's hard to tell what people around down there.
Well, yeah. Just in, we're all crazy
in the big hood.
In the moderate sized city. Yeah. No, but the panhandling sign. Yeah, maybe they. That's dirty pool, I think, to play on sympathy like that, especially a dead kid and something that's so easily falsifiable. I don't know. It kind of seems like they were singled out for how awful their thing was, and rightfully so. This isn't like something that's on a card, but apparently Dayton, the city of Dayton, Ohio, is attempting to ban panhandling signs. Because it's gotten so bad up there that just like every intersection and every highway on ramp has somebody standing there with a sign. The city says it's a really big traffic issue because they're not like in places where there's foot traffic because it's Dayton. Nobody walks there. But, you know, they're stopping cars and it's, you know, making problems. And then people on the other side are saying, well, this is singling out an already hard up group of people or whatever. I don't know where I fall on it, but I don't know. I've never given somebody something out of my car because I'm afraid they're going to jump in and stink it up.
You can do lots of crazy stuff on drugs.
Yeah.
But you can still do crazy stuff on just alcohol by itself.
Yeah, alcohol is a drug.
Take, for instance, a drunk Swedish sailor. A drunk Swedish sailor. Swedish sailor, drunk Swedish sailor.
Yeah.
Whoops, messed it up. The Swedish sailor sparked a major sea rescue. After reporting that his wife fell overboard, only for police to discover that he forgot to take her on the trip. The man sounded the alarm as he sailed near Kalmar off the southern coast of Sweden, believing that his wife had fallen overboard and drowned. But when rescuers arrived, they found him drifting with a broken tiller. I don't know what that is. Tiller.
I guess.
He's got a broken thingy. And there's no sign of his wife. After a brief search, they discovered that the woman was never on the boat during the trip and was safe on shore throughout the whole ordeal. The man was towed back to the dock, where he failed a breathalyzer test and was promptly charged with boating while intoxicated. I thought that's how you got your boating license.
Yeah. Is there any other way to boat?
No.
Like,
no. That's why. Because you get drunk on your boat and you forget about all the money you're throwing away on your boat.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only way to justify it.
That's it. That's all you got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Who took my wife? Which one of you took my wife? Sir, you're alone on this boat.
I don't know. Just rewind a little bit.
Okay.
That last thing about the dude that had the springs and the witch-ma-bobs and the crucifix and his ashes. That was part of my pre-pro. The tab on that in my one note is trash dad.
Trash dad. That's funny. Can I give you another story about...
Whereas the story that I just did?
Yeah.
This is what, bitch? You can check that.
Okay, no, it's fine. I don't want to move out of position here. That's a pretty harrowing story about a person operating a vessel under the influence. Can I give you another story? If we're doing the crime cast. A Virginia man is on trial for what may be the most awesome traffic offense ever committed. Can I make a small aside here and quibble with my writing? I hate the word awesome. I wish it would never be used again. I think it's in there with epic. I think the bar is way too low for something to be called either awesome or epic. It's kind of like saying, oh, he's so unique. You're either unique or you're not. It's a binary. It's a one or a zero.
See, I can still use epic.
When you're talking about long poems?
No. When people are airborne, that's epic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
That was an epic accident.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you about this accident. You're trying to get me back on track. Good. He was returning from his 21st birthday party on the highway when he crashed into a cab, injuring its driver. Now, Chris, according to the court records, the defendant was, I'm going to list these off, drunk, traveling at 85 miles per hour, engaged in sex at the time of the collision, driving the vehicle, and was partially or totally in the backseat of the car, said the plaintiff's attorney. And this is damnation by weak praise or weak defense, whatever you say. Having sex at 85 miles per hour while drunk on the freeway is willful and wanton negligence. No shit.
Yeah, it's a Charlie Sheen movie.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's called The Chase.
The Chase. Is it really? Was that
I think it is a movie
that came out?
Yeah.
The Sheenster? This was late 80s, like post-Wall Street boom?
No.
He was riding that.
This was in the slump.
Okay,
this is after he shot that bitch.
Did he shoot somebody?
Yeah, he shot one of them.
Oh no, that's bad.
Yeah, there was one of them he shot.
I tried to do like a Jay Leno throw away my index card.
Yeah,
but I threw it right in the direction of the candles.
And that was really
good. we had a very special episode. Remember we were listening to that episode of Those Damn Ross Kids? Oh, the one where Cole lost his face in a fire?
Yeah, I do. I remember that.
He speaks through a machine like Roger Ebert now.
He does. That's how that happens.
That's how he does that thing.
Yeah, it is called The Chase.
Is it? Is there a scene where
1994,
where he's making sweet love on the stick shift?
Oh, yeah. He's hammering Christy Swanson.
Christy Swanson?
Yeah.
What else has she been in?
So hot.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What year was it, May?
She's been in Stuff. She was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Stuff. Oh, sequel to Things?
She was in Dude, Where's My Car?
Okay.
She was in Big Daddy.
I gotcha. Okay, so she's like B-plus level.
She's done some stuff.
Yeah.
Henry Rollins was in that movie as well.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I like going through and like looking at movies that Henry Rollins has been in, because I like the man. I think he's got a lot of good stuff to say. I don't particularly care for his music. It's a very impressive neck, that Henry Rollins fellow. His neck is roughly the circumference of the sun.
He has a thick neck.
Yeah, you know, he's ripped. You know, he's like 50?
I'm not going to argue with you about this.
I'm
not going to argue with how thick his neck
is. Okay, it's a thick neck.
It is a thick neck.
You couldn't strangle the man.
Can you give me some criteria for what's too thick?
Like, what's too thick on a neck?
What's too thicky thick?
What's too thicky thick?
Yeah, what's too thicky thick?
Like, I mean, you've got to be able to... I mean, I like to be able to hold a...
Not in a hollow back, girl, just thicky thick.
Okay, I like to be able to snuggle a sleeping bag around my neck. His neck is thicker than his shoulders.
Mm-hmm. So that's your criteria?
Yeah, it looks like Tommy Boy when he has the kid's life preserver on. That's what Henry Rollins looks like to me. Mm-hmm. A veiny life preserver around his neck.
So bigger than a light, wider, thicker than a life preserver is too thick. That's too thick.
Right, I'd say.
Okay. What's your stance on lunch meat thickness?
My stance, I like it cut thin.
You like to be able to see through it?
Not see through it. I'm of the Kramer school of lunch meat thickness. If you cut it thin enough, there's no place for the flavor to hide.
Okay. Yeah. So what would you say would be too? What would be like too thick?
Too thick on lunch meat?
Yeah. And follow up question, because I like to ask questions in twos. How passionate are you about this?
I'm going to say, like, lunch meat thickness. I like there to be a good fold without it breaking. If you can't like, fold it over at the edge without it breaking, I think it's too thick.
Yeah, well, there's a point when you can fold it and it doesn't break when it's too thin.
Yeah.
But then it gets thick enough that you break it and it snaps.
Right.
Then it gets so thick that it gets flippy-floppy. It's too thicky-thick, it's flippy-floppy. I mean, and that's how that works.
And to answer your question, how passionate I am about this, mm-hmm. I will die at this table.
You will.
I will immolate myself with my index cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
As long as we're there. Henry Rollins' neck, too thick. Lunch meat, not thick enough.
When it's too thicky-thick, it's flippy-floppy.
When it's too thick to quit, you get sick. So you gotta stick... I don't freestyle.
No, I got that. It's like any good freestyler would have said dick. And that's how that would work.
Are you segueing to something?
Huh? Or? No. Not, okay. Yeah, I mean...
Okay, well...
I mean, I was going to get there.
Okay.
I mean, I was hurrying as fast as I could.
Okay. So, talking about the important issues. I'm almost out of beer.
So, like, some Italian people got in a fight at a deli because the lady said that the guy was cutting her ham too thick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So the dudes got in a fight because the lady wasn't happy with the thickness of her meat.
Yeah, she said it was too thick.
She said it was way too thick.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Whatever. I mean, she apparently...
Kindred spirits.
In Italian, she said, flippy-floppy.
Is that what she said? Was that her...
flippy-floppy.
She was quoted to say, "Oh, it is a tool of flippy flop."
They don't even just they don't even say her name. They just say the disgruntled ham shopper. So I think that's who I want to be eventually.
Like
I'm just pissed off and I'm fucking looking for some ham.
Chris, if I published a zine or a very limited run alternative weekly, that's what it would be called.
Disgruntled ham shopper.
Yeah, it would be poorly Xeroxed, and there would be political cartoons in it. I think that's what it would be.
Really?
Yeah. Very, very poorly Xeroxed. I'm not even talking like Kinko's. I'm talking like public library.
Huh. I think I'd open a competing weekly. An independent lifestyle weekly called On the Spit with Chris.
It'd be interviews with the people with the other men with whom you've spit roasted women.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I got
no,
you.
I don't do that.
You don't do them.
Women pigs.
No. It's good. The meat falls right off the bone after a while. Do you put an apple in the mouth or a mango? I hear a mango's better.
My fist.
Chris, can I give you a quote? This is a new segment that I'm trying to bring in. This is Notable Quotables. All right. Okay.
Gesture, Chris, from Too Cool. I accept.
I accept this pending the quote. Jaleel White, best known as Urkel from Family Matters, recently told CNN, quote, "I loved playing those characters. If I were Bart Simpson and I were animated, I'd still be on the air right now." Urkel, talking about his potential staying power if he were a cartoon. You know what, Urkel? You know what, Jaleel? You look like right now you look like a normal dude.
No, he doesn't.
He looks like a black dude. Like every photo of him, he's like smiling.
No, he has
like a Van Dyke, and he's like he has like a leather jacket thrown over his shoulder. Like he looks like
he's got a fanny pack full of syringes packed with PEDs in it.
What's PEDs?
For performance enhancing drugs. Okay. He looks like a juicer, man.
Yeah, he is pretty stacked.
Yeah.
He's a brick house.
I saw him curling one of those fucking Urkel cars on the beach.
Yeah, but Jaleel, even though you are a very frightening black man, I do have to say you were a cartoon at one time. You were Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, he was.
He was, and you know, you can blame Sega for that.
He died. He died in your ceiling fan.
Yeah. Oh, my Sonic the Hedgehog doll. Yeah. You fucker. Man. So that's notable quotables.
Okay.
I'll put in a liner or something. I don't know.
A what?
A liner.
What is a liner?
That like the like where there's
the thing that keeps that out of the show. It's like a trash can liner that keeps my trash can clean.
Okay.
That keeps the shit off of it.
Keep the shit out of our show. Okay. I gotcha. Oh, God. I can't believe he used to torture my Sonic doll like that. That was just not fair. I mean, yes, it was a position of power. I should never have held anything dear, near you, visibly, because you were going to destroy it.
You're heading somewhere with that.
No, I just wanted to say, you take what I love and you ruin it.
Sorry, dude.
Like the show.
Got a lot of cards over there.
Yeah, I do. Do you have a story for me?
Wait, you make me exhaust all my stories. Can I save some
stories? Well, do you want me to do one? Do you want me to do one? Chris, you're giving me a headache.
No, I got one. No, go ahead.
My head hurts. I had a lot of earaches.
While the liner's open.
Okay. They make a lot of drugs for kids. Like, you know, Flintstones chewable, like Tylenol. You know, all that good stuff. But a grandfather in Jefferson County, Ohio, is being charged with corruption of a minor after giving his 5-year-old granddaughter half a 30-milligram OxyContin tablet. Oh, honey, what's wrong? Her ear hurt. She had an earache. Mm-hmm. Here, honey, just take this narcotic.
Just lay on that ear for about the next 12 hours.
Yeah.
That's how that's going to work.
Hope you don't have any plans. Do you have a practice or something to attend? Some kind of dance class? Some kind of...
I don't even know.
Did they make you like do a piss test for like preschool? I mean, who knows with kids these days?
To do right? What?
I mean, to go to preschool. Just make you
know, no, probably
like,
not.
Like a screening. You piss hot. You know, you piss hot for Flintstones chewable morphine, and then boom, you're down. You can't go.
You're cooked, man.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah,
that's young.
Next thing
you know, the only color you're finger painting with is brown. In a jail cell, crazy with poo.
God, that downhill journey started way too early for little Jenny.
Jail for Guatemalan toddlers.
Yeah, that's just sad. What can happen to her?
It's the culture we live in.
It's the culture, you know. We take pills.
That's how it works.
You know, I mean,
things are messed up.
Jessen, there's food into pills.
And sometimes I think that say they do the flyovers of the tribal areas and stuff, and the people are like with their spears and they're remote, and the society hasn't touched them, and they're still doing drugs and bad things. We think that they're not, and they are.
Yeah, no.
You know, they're sucking on leaves and they're doing whatever.
They've discovered drugs that we haven't yet.
But the untouched, the real untouched thing is like what? The Amish, right?
Yeah.
Like they're pure.
You know, just us English.
They smell.
They're pure. They're natural smells.
It's a smell of
a hard day's work. That us English, we just don't understand.
It smells like smegma.
you smell like filthy penises.
Yeah,
filthy turtlenecked penises.
Yeah. What about How would so describe your filthy turtleneck Amish penis for me?
It's
like in a sexting format.
Like a sexting format.
Yeah. Just yeah. To, you know. Yeah. God.
Okay, what do you do with it? If you're trying to make me flinch, I flinched. Okay.
What do you do with it? Do you scrape it off into like some foil and then like just chase the dragon?
I save it and I make sculptures.
Yeah. Hey, where I'm going with this is that there's a 21-year-old Amish man who was arrested last week during an undercover sting operation when he tried to meet a 12-year-old girl for, I would assume, some spagma licking and stuff. His name is William Yoder. He arrived to a Milford, Indiana restaurant via horse and buggy and was arrested for sending nearly 600 sexts, nude photos and explicit videos to a girl he planned to meet. Yoder did not know the girl and contacted her, he said, by chance, dialing a random number and hoping someone would return the call. He believed the girl to be 13 years old and thought that they would just have sex. And then, you know, and the reason that they know this is because he had repeatedly asked for nude photos. And,
yeah, you can't really back away from asking for pics. I mean, just you can't. I mean, just you go like, oh, I didn't have impure intentions. You know,
no.
Asking her to take pictures of herself with her hood pulled off.
Yeah, just a one for
not,
one.
Not her clitoral hood.
Just a one for one,
like, but like an actual like
the gift for gift. You know.
Yeah. You know, just a what's he on Rumspringa?
Like a Sandra Bullock for a Jenny McCarthy on a 3x5.
You know? Except only one of those will only one of those will ruin your herd immunity, but. That's a joke about Jane McCarthy. She doesn't want your kids to like. She wants your kids to be so sick all the time. She's one of those anti-vax people.
Yeah, because it fucked up her kid.
That didn't. She had the misfortune of getting an autistic kid, and she realized it might be better to kill millions of people with measles than to have one autistic kid.
That kid can memorize the fucking sale ads on Sunday in like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
what's the problem?
It's very frugal.
He should be on Mega Coupon.
He's a really frugal. Dude, should we bring Supermarket Sweep back?
What excitement would that be?
I don't know.
Looks like they're going for the hams, Denise. No, oh, wait, what's he? Oh, he's checking for coupons.
It's a 4-hour show. Yeah.
How does buying this ham affect my gas price outside?
It was a much simpler time.
Yeah. Should I buy a gift card instead?
See, so, yeah, just fill up the card and you go. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, no. So yeah.
It's like, it starts out with that really raging crowd up where, like, the sale item should be in the front of the store, front of the checkouts, and then at the end there's just, like, a fucking clerk and everybody's gone, the lights are off, and she's just smoking like a, I don't even know, like a Black and Mild.
I was going to say a Parliament, but okay.
She's smoking a Black and Mild, and she just gave up. Her bra is, like, off, like, hanging out and stuff, and I don't even know.
Yeah. So was this Amish fellow, was he on Rumspringa?
What is that where you go off and you do
your thing? Yeah, so that's where you go out and you get addicted to meth.
Mm. Or you pursue your passion of playing the piano.
Yeah. I listened to that episode
of
American
Church.
Life, too.
Yeah. And that was an episode of Bones.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Bones.
I've never seen Bones.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
If this guy... So he was calling people at random... Just to like see who picked up.
So he says
on his cell phone, right? And he finally like hooked the 13-year-old. Not hooked. Wrong word. He wasn't selling her vagina for money. But you know, like, what if he had access to Facebook? This Amish gentleman.
What if?
Yeah. Well, can I tell you something? Investigative reporters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, have discovered that their city has not only a thriving Amish community, but also a thriving Amish community on Facebook. They've discovered hundreds of Amish teenagers who are using their cell phones or their parents' cell phones to access the social networking site, and few of their parents are any the wiser. They mostly keep to themselves, but they can be identified by their distinctive garb and Amish-sounding names, such as Hezekiah, Jezekiah, Mezekiah, Nezekiah, Pezekiah, Sezekiah, Tezekiah, and Zezekiah. One Amish woman estimates that 1-2% of Amish youth are active on Facebook as a form of rebellion against their perceived oppressive system. That's a virtual Rumspringa. So this guy, he just got on there, looked for, you know, for an Amish, for, you know, for an Amish 13-year-old who had really strong butter churning arms, and seen where it went. You just get those, you just get to get a nice circumference on that forearm, the thickness there, thicker than Henry Rollins' neck, and you just go for it.
Fucking a lot easier to play Farmville, dude.
Amish on Farmville.
That's, these are first world problems. I'm sure that there's like a game or something that they can access where they can like washboard clothes like on the line. You know,
barn raising mama.
You can hang the clothes on the line online. That's my app.
Yeah, this is an untapped market. Mm-hmm. I really think it is.
Yeah.
Well, they have to use cell phones and stuff for business. Yeah. And like, the thing is, there's no like one singular Amish law. It's all decided on by like their chieftains.
It's not a chieftain. This is a chieftain.
You know the Amish are like rich, right?
They're not rich.
They own a lot of land and a lot of property.
And it's tax free. That's where the money savings is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, just they're very shrewd businessmen.
No.
Okay. Well, whatever. Okay.
I deal with them.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're not. They're hard to deal with.
Are they?
You don't speak their language.
Well, the German, but
it's hard to talk breathing through your mouth.
I had a friend, a former roommate, actually. Hey, Nate. He used to deliver water here in Ohio. We're like adjacent to like Amish territory. Right, and he'd have to deliver, water to the Amish.
Amish water.
Amish water, yeah.
They probably sell that. Amish cheese, Amish fucking
Amish,
everything.
Amish chair, Amish teenagers.
Is this Amish oak?
Is this an Amish?
Is this an Amish oak?
Yeah. No, but he had to deliver water to them, and he said they'd always want him to stick around, and they'd want to feed him and stuff, and he was like, I can barely stand to be in your house. Which, I mean, it's only because us English we're very hung up on hygiene. We wash more than we need to.
I just thought of a piece of furniture called a credenzakaya. is that a credenzakaya? I think it is.
Is that a roll?
Pretty sure.
Is that a roll topakaya?
Yeah, I think it is.
It's a Creo Cadnakaya.
Yeah. The credenza has a Z in it. So
yeah, okay, yeah, it is. Then mine. Okay. Right.
The Z, it all hangs on the Z. Does, it really it does.
Does. It does.
Z.
Which the flies around the Amish because they stink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Cultural relativism here on the show.
Cultures are different.
Yeah.
Countries are different.
Yeah.
Germany, Hungary, different. Prostitution, legal.
In one, but not the other? Yes. You checked?
Both.
Have you booked? Have you booked your flight?
No, but I'm thinking that maybe we should have our next sales incentive meeting there.
Ooh, yeah.
A German insurance company rewarded its best salesmen by organizing an orgy with prostitutes in a renowned Hungarian spa. About 100 top salesmen had been invited to the orgy, which featured numerously scantily clad hostesses and about 20 prostitutes.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
So my reward is that I get to, like, play number 5?
Play number 5.
Yeah, okay. There's 20 prostitutes and 100 dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I gotcha. I didn't do the math. I wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, like, and not everybody needs to, like, participate. You know, you can just, you know, just watch if you want.
Gee, thanks.
What? I'm just...
No, gee, thanks, company.
Well, no, I mean, just kind of like, you can opt into it. You go to a Christmas party, there's eggnog. You know, you're not forced to drink the nog.
The company's name is Ergo Insurance.
Okay. Insurance, Ergo Prostitutes.
Yeah. Ergo or Ergo Insurance, okay? It turns out that billionaire Warren Buffett, his investment firm, Berkshire Hathaway, holds a 10% stake in this company.
I don't see what's wrong with it. I really don't. I don't think that prostitution
is... Well, it's just taking us back to the 80s.
It is.
Yeah, that's the way it used to be. mountains of coke and that shit going on.
I'd rather have like businessmen doing it than like politicians.
Mm-hmm. That's all blow.
I don't know. I don't think that prostitution is immoral in and of itself. Exploitative prostitution and like stuff that does like human trafficking and whatever, that's fucked up. But like if it's consenting adults and if it's, you know, and if that's the
medium, a monogamous pay to play situation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's that, and if, like if it's not illegal, then there's no reason not to do it. You know, yeah, it's like sleazy, but fuck, it's insurance. It's inherently sleazy. I think banging a whore is less than like the least of their crimes. So, you know, I guess what I would say is that they're, you know, nobody here's naughty. And nobody there deserves a spanking, unless you know, that's their thing. But can I tell you about some spanking here stateside? Something that is wrong?
Mm-hmm.
An elementary school principal in Iowa has resigned amid controversy over how he helped his students celebrate their birthdays. The principal has admitted to calling the birthday boys and girls into his office and spanking them with a padded paddle. He provided a photo of the paddle with his resignation letter to the parents. One spank for each year you got, and then one to grow on, Chris.
I know I am.
Jesus Christ. That's rough. That's bad. Like, for some, like that.
My, oh my, how they grow.
That skeezes me more than corporal punishment.
Nasty.
I'd rather somebody be hit because they were bad than out of celebration, I guess.
Would you like to be hit because they're bad?
God, all right.
I'm so bad.
You're bad.
You're bad.
You're bad.
You're bad.
Oh, you're bad.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I needed that today.
You're really good at this, though.
I'm good.
Yeah,
this whole thing that we're doing.
The cards and the printing stuff.
Yeah, I have index cards. I I don't like to read off of screens. So I mean, this is better for me.
You own a Kindle though.
Well, it's not a screen like this.
You have an iPod Touch, and
I have an iPod Touch that I play video games.
MacBook Pro, and the Xbox 360.
I recognize that I am surrounded by glowing rectangles for my entire life. But what I'm saying is, in this situation, since we're going to be in a place, it's not conducive for me to. Hey, Chris, have you seen the story about these? It doesn't sound right. I can be right up here. I can read this, and I can throw it away. I can throw it off.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, you're really good at it.
I know, I'm great.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Like, Adam was, of course, pretty good.
He's good. Sandwich is good.
No, you're good.
I am.
You're really, really good.
Okay. Not the best, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. No, I need that.
No, you're really good.
Thanks.
Okay. Oh, there it went.
What?
You're not really that great at it.
What?
It's a cold self-esteem minute.
You timed it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
It did feel good.
Yeah, it should not anymore though.
No, because you're gonna tear me down. Mm-hmm. The self-esteem minute followed by 59 minutes of just eroding you like a silver dollar.
Good lord.
Oh man, that's a bitter pill to swallow, man. That mm-hmm. doesn't taste good. Taste good at all.
Really good at it though.
Can I tell you about something else that is that's bitter to swallow?
Why don't you kind of ease into it a little bit?
A Japanese scientist has revolutionized food science after observing the Tokyo waste removal system. There's too much shit in this world, Chris, and not enough food. Shit is mostly protein because it has bacteria content, ergo, Chris, his creation, it tastes like beef, it's artificially colored red, and it's 63% protein. It's also made entirely of human shit. you know, and it's held together with a gum of soy, but, you know, it's shit steak, all right? The process involves chemical reactions and a device called an exploder. And what comes out of the other end looks remarkably like steak.
That's hilarious. When they bring it out to the States, I am going to say I'm going to buy in.
Oh, you're
going to
buy in just because it's a shit explosion?
Chris's famous tofu.
Well, you shouldn't be too worried about it coming over to the States. You can, you know, you can get it on the tail end, but at this point, the process costs 20 times as much as just removing the steak from the cow. So, Chris's tofu, you know, you're going to have to, you know, sink a loss. You know, you're going to be circling the drain for a while. Mm-hmm. I think eventually you're going to pinch out a living on this. Chris, back. I'd appreciate it if you didn't get this close to me. What are you doing? What do you have in your hand? No! See, it's drama. It's radio drama. We're candlelit. Was storming out. Not storming right now. They can't tell what we're doing. We're in the same room.
Mm-mm.
No.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Do you have a story?
Dun, dun, dun.
No? You don't?
No, it's something that somebody on Fark wrote.
Oh, I don't like Fark.
It's okay, because it's funny.
Okay, all right.
It's funny. I'm recognizing that it's not mine.
Okay.
This dude, he's paralyzed. He's like quadriplegic. He's in a wheelchair, and he got denied flight. He got denied the ability to be able to go on a Frontier Airlines flight.
Okay.
They told him it wasn't safe. I guess it's up to, in situations where somebody's not going to be strapped in or the special circumstances, it's up to the captain of the plane.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with airline, like anything. The captain mm-hmm. of the plane could say, this is not right, this is right, whatever, I'm not going to do this. Well, the person on FARC that led me to this article, which wasn't as funny as it sounded, has Frontier Airlines, : go be paralyzed somewhere else.
Comma, if somebody will like wheel you there or something.
Yeah, like if anybody still cares about you and will take you to that place.
Yeah.
Because I know your tongue is fucking tired.
Is it a tongue thing, or are they manipulating?
No, they're
like
blowing.
A joystick?
They blow.
They blow.
Yeah.
So they blow to go forward, and they suck to go back. But how do they steer left and right?
What?
How do they steer left? Is there a toggle to steer left and right?
Yeah, the tongue is the.
Okay, so
yeah.
They must be really great at oral sex.
How would they know?
Well, I'm not receiving.
No way, you
obviously
can bend them in half.
I guess what I'm saying is you go up to a quadriplegic and then you just pull up to the bumper. Just let them work.
You use them as a buffet card. Their legs are trivets.
I can't tell if I'm going or coming, Chris. But
are you blowing or sucking?
That's terrible. Chris, this is a very science-heavy episode. Can I take us somewhere?
Is that how that card starts?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Why? Why do you ask?
You said it. Like it was.
Not everything that I say is written on a card. Everything I think is written on cards. I can't.
Hello, Chris. This is a very science-heavy episode.
Okay, Chris, can I take you to?
No, it's a lot of science.
Chris, can I?
No.
Okay. Now, Chris, it's an age-old question. Where does matter come from? Does it matter? Never mind. What's the mind? Never matter. How does water happen? Now, scientists have discovered that developing stars or protostars go through a process wherein they spew water out of their north and south poles. Unfathomable amounts of water are thrown into the inferno, are thrown from the inferno, in droplets traveling as quickly as 124,000 miles per hour. If this is indeed a stage that most stars go through while forming, water, the crucial ingredient for life, may be more common throughout the universe than originally thought.
So there's water on stars.
There's water in stars. Chris, a star, it's really hot, but it's basically just burning hydrogen. It's nuclear fusion. So they throw off helium, but they also, you know, hydrogen and oxygen. And they, you know, that's the forge upon which all elements are formed. Now, like did Mr. Stone or Mr. McClellan, did they ever do that experiment where they burned hydrogen and showed all the water coming off of it? Because combustion, it's carbon plus oxygen and heat, and then the oxygen, all of that, and the hydrogen mixes together, and boom, you have water, because it's hydrogen and oxygen. So the photos are actually amazing, because it's the star, like this inferno in the middle of a nebula, and just like it's just these geysers of star jizz flowing out of both sides.
So the ones and the eights, where does the twos come in?
The twos, they're the ones and twos. Tiesto's up there laying down the beat.
No, the ones and the eights are there.
Okay,
but what about the twos? How are the twos in there?
The twos,
high voice twos,
the heliums.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is their atomic number. Okay. Science, dude.
Okay. Yeah. No. It's the two hydrogens fusing together. I'm making this
the slap fuck that he's doing. Yeah, that's.
Sounds awful in your ears.
That's, it's a good thing that's light years away, because it's annoying.
I think it's amazing. Like they're stars just jizz water out. Hydrogen lands somewhere.
The hydrogen smacking up, but then it makes helium.
It makes helium. Yeah.
So the one, like every the all, one and one makes the two.
Yeah.
So then there's heliums, and then there's hydrogens.
Yeah.
What's burning?
Everything is made. Everything is made out. It's nuclear. It's nuclear fusion. That's happening in the middle of stars.
Oh,
yeah. Huh. So it's the combustion's at the outer edge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, I think that's amazing.
The huge smoky vases that they have at those plants.
Yeah, like
that those sweats on the outsides.
It's the cooling towers, but that's fission. It creates more heat. It creates more heat than energy that it creates.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Godzilla.
Yeah, we're too far into this now.
Okay, yeah. So let's back out of it. But like that's where like comets come from, and that's like all all matter is made in stars. I think that's what I was trying to say. It's amazing. It's cool. It's neat. I don't know.
No, I was backing up.
No. I thought you were making like a sucking out a doobie, man.
No, I was just backing up.
Carl Sagan, he was a big weed head. He smoked a lot of weed. Do you have anything more? Because I have two more that I want to get to.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, an England man is on trial after attempting to remove a stubborn wart in an unusual way. He drank several pints of beer, then he pulled out a shotgun he found in the bushes, attempting to graze the wart off of his middle finger. Instead, the gun recoiled and he blew his digit into a thin pink paste. Firearms possession is illegal in England, hence the man being on trial, and the man faces 16 weeks in jail and 100 hours of community service. It could have been worse. It could have been 15 years. But his lawyer talked it down with this incredibly insulting defense. My client became the victim of his own stupidity when domestic pressures got to him.
You left out the best parts of that story.
Okay, tell me this. Tell me.
He found the gun. He told the cops he found the gun in the shrubs.
Okay,
and he was happy that it was gone. He was happy that his finger was gone. He didn't miss it because that would mean that the war he'd battled against for 5 years would finally be gone.
Okay, so he threw the baby out with the bathwater.
He didn't give a shit
because it was like a crazy big wart and it was like gnarling his finger up and stuff, right?
Yeah, well, there was a story today, I think it was today.
Yeah.
With a 59-year-old man who needed, like, all kinds of medical attention and care and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Who went into a bank and, like, told him he was robbing the place and told the teller to give him a dollar so that he could go to jail to get the medical care he needed.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Where was this at?
I don't remember.
Yeah. No, that's...
Somebody put it on Facebook. Eric Allen, I believe, as well as Chris Mabry had it up there,
too. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Their home addresses are
Do you want me to bleep those last names?
Nah.
Okay, whatever. Get them to listen. No. So yeah,
dude, I heard your name. I heard it.
You're famous now. You're pod famous. Pod people. That's what we are, Chris. We're pod people.
You are. You are.
You are a pod.
You are.
Man. We're getting to the end.
Yeah, it's in North Carolina.
Okay, all right.
Motor raise up, take your shirt off. No.
You're getting in the Raleigh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this guy does need some medical attention.
We're going to see this. Ooh. He's got some... That's disturbing when you see like an older gentleman whose hair is like jet black but his beard is white.
He did have a white beard.
Yeah, it's like salt and pepper, but not the way it should be. So it's like shakers. He's got one on the left, and the guy on the right. Looks very he's menacing. So like at that point, so you put him in jail, and then he'll get the medical. Like there's nothing you can do. Like what do you do? Put him in jail and then deny him the medical?
Tell him no. I know you robbed that bank, but we're not going to do that. It's a dollar.
Okay. So yeah. Did he? Well, he's in a jail uniform in that picture. So was he sent to jail?
No, they did. Yeah, they put him to jail.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They sentenced him to 17 years as a Coca-Cola delivery man. No, that's the job he held before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ethics, Chris. Ethics. It's, I mean, how do we treat people in society? I think, you know, it's out of scope for this program. But, you know, I think that, you know, there are ethics experiments that are being done on a smaller scale than that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you about something? I'm going to dip back into the archives a little bit here. Okay, this goes back 10 years to February of 2001. I want you.
I think about small scale ethics every time I jerk off.
That's not small scale. It's fucking genocide. Hundreds of millions.
Yeah. There's a whole game of Risk going on in my crotch area. There's a whole scenario that I'm steamboating, steam engineering down there every time.
Don't worry, boys. I'll get you out of there.
Yeah, think tanks.
Steamboating. Explain that to me.
Steam engine. Yeah. Yeah, that's where you think while you're pooping. We've been over this.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
But I just... Steamboat. This mini civil experiment that's going on in everything that I do in my pubic region.
Okay, so this is in February 2001. An art museum in Switzerland held a peculiar exhibit. 10 goldfish held individually in 10 blenders. The blenders were functioning and plugged in, but the thing is, none of the visitors knew that. There was no signage put up encouraging the visitors to do what they did to the animals, but by the end of the weekend, 7 of the fish were mush, pureed even, while the other 3 were stolen by animal rights activists. So this is, do I press the big red button? It's like people walked up out of curiosity, like, hey, I wonder what's happened if I... Oh, it's gone. that fish is dead. The artist behind the installation 10 years ago called it a rousing success and a piercing inquiry into ethics. Do you press the button or not? I don't know if I would have been. Should have had a Splash Mountain like camera mounted up like the person who walks up and. Just takes a schmuck bait and, like, boom, a picture. Like, this is me as I'm murdering this fish. Well, it's not really murder, but, you know. I think that stuff is interesting. Like, you just put it out and see what happens. Like, wet paint? Like, tell me, do you do this where, like, if you see a sign that says wet paint, do you touch the thing to make sure it's wet? Nothing to say about the goldfish?
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I think it's...
It was 10 years ago.
They're dead.
I'm pretty sure at this point, if you were to put, like, get back on subject, a fucking North Korean baby in one of those things, then people would do it.
Okay. They would.
Yeah.
It's just... there's buttons. It's curiosity. Mm-hmm. We see something, and it's, we're always feeling out cause and effect.
Yeah, the only thing that would have been cooler would be if it was like, okay, check this out, right? The base of the blender is E.T. with his finger pointing out, and it's got the light in it, okay? Oh. The blender's huge, and there's like all kinds of people in the blender. It's like if somebody just to E.T., and then they blend people.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Are you Jigsaw?
Huh?
Are you Jigsaw?
No.
Okay.
No, but Steven Spielberg is like in a building, like the book depository, like with Knox.
He's the director on the Truman Show.
He's Kristoff in this situation.
I thought that you were talking over my reference, but you got it. So good. Okay. Are we done?
I am done.
Okay, I'm done too. We're out. We're spent.
Miles of hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck. Ah, yeah.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So Chris, what can they do? They
can let's not do that.
Okay. No?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go to duckfeed.tv. There you can find all of our shows.
Yeah, and you're not going to ask for donation, because apparently it's not working.
Okay, yeah, no, it's fine. Don't do it.
Don't do that.
It's fine. It just makes us look shockingly terrible.
Don't hit that red button.
Don't hit that red button.
Nope.
We don't want you to do that, but something you can do, you can rate us on iTunes. Have there been any new iTunes reviews?
You know what? I'm going to have to check, because I haven't checked in a couple days.
No, neither have I.
Not super obsessed with that.
I should be, but I'm not.
No, I am. I do it all the time. Well, I need to pick me up.
Just, I need that validation.
No.
No? So get
no
on that.
No one new loves us.
Oh, well. But yeah, you can go to, you can find our iTunes listing from the website, or you can search for us on there. That's the primary way that we distribute the show. And here's the thing. If you don't have an iOS device, like if you're not listening on an iPod of any sort, you can actually like plug our RSS feed into your podcast listening device of choice, and it should subscribe you, and then you can download it that way. So you don't go through like a store or anything, but if you're using Listen on your Android phone, you just do that. It's feeds.feedburner.com/thosedamnrosskidspodcast. Simple as that. Go there. That's what iTunes looks at, actually. So that's how you can do it. But in general, you can keep on listening. All that. I think our candles are burning down. We're almost out of light. Good night.